Audio 3. Extract 2.
How did you feel about the mountain site? Oh, what was it called again? Zakopane?
Zakopane, yes.
Apparently, you weren't that keen?
No, to be fair, it could have been worse. It does have absolutely breathtaking scenery, but then that's not everything. And I've got to say that I have my doubts. I'm just not 100% convinced. I would say it's more of a ski resort than a business centre. Plenty of sport. Guests can really do whatever they want in their free time. Skiing, walking, saunas, plenty of that kind of thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just that it's not really an ideal location for this type of hotel.
Oh.
And it's not even especially close to the airport, at least a couple of hours' drive.
Ah.
All in all, it's going to be a bit more complicated than we anticipated.
Yeah, I take your point. So, are we saying this is still a serious contender or not?
I wouldn't like to say, really. Basically, I'm happy to do a bit more research if you're still interested, but I can't promise anything.
I see. Okay. Well, any other potential pitfalls? What's your impression of the local workforce, for instance?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that they don't speak English at all, but I did run into a couple of problems.
Oh.
I know English might not be their first second language. It's not that it's a bad thing that their German and Russian are pretty good. It's just that English will be a major factor as well. So I'm a bit wary of that.
Yeah.
I'm a bit reluctant to recommend the site at this stage. But look, why don't you come out and see for yourself?